Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, was sagt es Avais, Perik Beis, Mischne Ches. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibbel me Hillel u Mishamai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was Mekabel the Torah from Hillel and Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the leader of Klal Yisrael at the end and through the period of Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Hu haya Omer, and he would say, Im lamadat Torah harba, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik toiva la'atzmecha, don't take credit for yourself. Ki lekach nitzarta, that's why you were created. The Gemara tells us about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he never left a pasuk, a mishnah, a halacha, or a haggadah that he didn't learn. So if anyone can say this, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Zok the heilige mishnah weiter, chamisha talmidim hoyalei le'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five very amazing talmidim. Ve'elu heinen they are, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanais. And maybe you know the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanais. He would plow his father's field. And they gave him, because he was so strong, they gave him the fields that were the most rockiest and stones all over the place. And he pulled it through. And once he said, I can't. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to waste away my life plowing. And he ran off. And he came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He pleaded and he begged. He had no food. He had nothing. Even though his father, Hyrcanus, was rich. He used to put earth in his mouth to make it look like he had food. Once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt like an odor coming out of his mouth, like someone who fasted. He said, you don't have food. And eventually he became the great Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. And his father, Hyrcanus, once came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they were mechabed Rabbi Eliezer to say a drasha. His father didn't recognize him. He said, wow, who's this amazing Talmud? And he said, that's your son. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen, Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Hu haya moina shivchon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to list their praises. He saw the greatness in each Talmud. And that's the greatness of a Rebbe, who knows how each Talmud has a certain mila and to bring it out. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanois, Bar Sid is like a pit whose walls are covered and sealed with plaster. She'enim abetipa, it's waterproof. It doesn't lose a drop. He never forgot a single thing that he learned. And the Maram Shik says, it wasn't because he had a photographic memory, it's because he worked so hard. The Maram Shik himself came to the yeshiva of the Chassam Sofer. He didn't have a good head. The Chassam Sofer says, I see he means it L'Shem Shemayim, and the Chassam Sofer took him into his yeshiva. And once at night he opened the Aron Kodesh and burst into tears. He says, Rabbi Nisham, I want so badly to learn, help me. And the Maram Shik grew up to be one of the greatest Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. So clearly the Maram Shik is the one to tell us Eliezer ben Hyrcanus achieved this by hard work. Not just because it became easy for him. Vayter Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, about Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said, Ashra yeladatoi, fortunate, is the one who gave birth to him. Wherever he went, he made such a kiddush Hashem. He had such midos toivos. Another pshat, says the Bat Tanura, is that it was his mother that had a lot to do with who Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya turned out to be. She would go to all of the Bati Midrashes in her city and she would say, please, Davin, that this baby that's in me even before he was born should be a Talmud Chacham. And from the day he was born, she always kept his carriage in the Beis Medrash. So the words of Torah should go into his ear. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen Chosid. He was a Chosid. And like we explained, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Chassid means Lifnim Mishur Asadin. He always went beyond what the Halacha requires. Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel Yirei, Chait. Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel was a person who was scared of Chait. He was a big Yirei, Shemayim. He would make many Gedorim to make sure that he shouldn't be Chotei. The Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is a Mayon HaMizgaber. Like a spring of water. Mayin is a spring, hamizgaber, that constantly grows stronger. A spring constantly produces fresh water. The Belaz Merach always had new chidushim. Hu hoya, Imer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, Ima yukal chach mi Yisrael, bechaf meznayim. If all of the chacham of Klal Yisrael would be, bechaf meznayim. In the spoon-like cup which is on each side of the balance scale. You know the pictures of the scale you see before Rosh Hashanah? It has like two little cups on both sides. So kaf is like this spoon-shaped cup. Really, kaf is also your hand, the inside of your hand, like. Nesias kapayim. The kahana pick up their hands. Like the palm of your hand. It's also like a little spoon-like kind of a cup. Maznayim is the scale. So imhayu kol chachma yisrael, if you put all of the chachma yisrael, the kaf maznayim, on one side of the scale, ve'eliezer ben hurkanais bekaf shniya on the other side, machriya es kulam, he would outweigh them all. Abishoel oimer mishmai. Abishoel said in the name of Rabbi Yechida ben Zakkai, imhayu kol chachma yisrael bekaf maznayim. If you had all the Chachmei Yisrael on one side of the scale, in this little cup on the side of the scale on one side. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus Afimoyim, including Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, he's also there on one side. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach bekafshni, and you have Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on the other side. Machriyas Kula. He would outweigh them all. The Batanur explains, really there's no Machloikis. No Machloikis. Well, who's greater, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus or Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? And the answer is, it depends for what. When it comes to Bekiyas, or remembering things, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was greater. When it comes to Charifus and Pilpul, who's sharper, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would be Machria. Rabbi Ramez Eloy explains, you know why it says, Hu hayamayna shvacham? Because you would have never heard it from them. They used to hide their mailos. They never boasted about themselves. But the Rebbe, he brought out the mailos of the Talmidim.